bb18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. It's a brand new week of trade and this morning the SGX Nifty is suggesting that we will start on the back foot. There is red on the screen to begin with, but bear in mind the Nifty and the Sensex have gained 7% in the last 3 weeks. In fact, it's the biggest 3 week gain in a year, and even last week, we had the Nifty and the Sensex gain close to about 2% each. In Friday's trade, what happened was there was sluggishness to begin with, but the markets recovered in late trade to end absolutely flat. So keep your eye on that. So this morning also, the SGX Nifty is suggesting a dip to start trade. We got HCL Tech and HDFC Bank reporting numbers post-market. For HCL Tech, it's a very strong revenue growth of 7.6%, the best in the last 46 quarters, and much ahead of what peers have reported in Q3, but margins were weaker than street expectations, which is why we haven't seen any material EPS upgrades from the street. So CLSA, in fact, has cut EPS estimates by 2-odd%, but Credit Suisse, on the other hand, has upped EPS estimates. HDFC Bank, the asset quality trends continue to remain positive, but the operating profit growth was modest and a bit muted compared to expectations. But there are a lot of earnings to track. In fact, 10 Nifty companies will be reporting numbers over the next few days. Today, you've got UltraTech Cement. Tomorrow, you've got Bajaj Finance and L&T. On 19th, you've got Bajaj Auto. On 20th, you've got Asian Paints, HUL. On Friday, you've got Reliance Industries, HDFC Life and JSW Steel. And then on Saturday, you've got ICICI Bank reporting numbers as well. The focus is going to be on individual earnings, even as the chatter about the budget continues. For the US markets, it was a mixed close on Friday. The Dow was down 0.5%, dragged lower by banking names like JP Morgan and Citi, where the earnings missed expectations. But on the flip side, NASDAQ gained close to about 0.5%, and Netflix did well after the company announced a pricing increase for US as well as Canada. US markets are shut today for Martin Luther holiday. The FI selling continues in the cash market. 1,600 crores is what they sold in cash on Friday. The DI is bought 371 crore. In terms of stocks to track, HDFC Bank, HCL Technology, of course, on the back of numbers. But keep your eye out on many of the auto companies like Reliance Industries, Hyundai, Ola. They are among the 10 companies who have announced plans to apply for the 18,100 crore PLI scheme for cell manufacturing. So Reliance Industries, Mahindra, will be looking to get into the EV space. So that is going to be some of the stocks that you need to track. And of course, Tata Motors, which has been very aggressive on the EV side. There is a report in the Pink Papers which says that Tata Motors wants to make electric vehicles mainstream, and they're eyeing 50,000 crore of annual sales in FY23. Anyway, it's been leading the pack in India in terms of EV sales, and that is something that the street is betting on will continue. So these are some of the big stocks that you need to keep on your radar this morning. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Thank you for listening.